This is 1,000 Ways to Market Your Business, brought to you by Pushing the Envelope. We're going to dive deep into all things marketing to help you reach your goals. Tune in and let's grow your business. Hi, I'm Samantha Scott, APR, founder and president of Pushing the Envelope, and welcome to our very first podcast, 1,000 Ways to Market Your Business. And I like to say there probably are 1,000 ways to market your business, but our goal with this podcast is to help you learn which one is the right one or which ones are the right one to market your business and help it grow. And for my very first guest, I'd like to introduce Hannah Ramsey.
Hi, everybody. Like Samantha said, my name is Hannah Ramsey. I'm the client relations specialist here at Pushing the Envelope, and my role is really to come in as a partner for our partners. We don't call them clients. We don't call myself an account manager. No one wants to pay to be managed, and we don't want to manage you. But I'm really fostering that connection and that partnership and act as sort of the bridge between our team and our clients' teams.
Yeah. And so in this first podcast, we really kind of want to introduce ourselves. I mean, who are these people that are giving you advice on marketing, give you a little context and background on our business. We started our business in 2006 and we've grown from there. And we really want to take everything that we've learned from those years of experience and give it to you. I love sharing education and helping other people grow. That's actually the vision for our business, is to be a marketing expert that helps businesses grow. So we're really grateful for the opportunity to share this knowledge with all of you.
Yes, exactly. And one of those things that we've learned throughout the years, in my 5 years being here, is our tagline, which is creativity plus strategy equals success. And you really have to have both sides of the equation for a campaign to work, right?
Absolutely. And it really goes beyond a tagline. This is really kind of the core of how we do what we do. And I would even say the core of what marketing really should be about, right? Because if you have a strategy and it's really sound and it's great, but it doesn't have the creativity, it doesn't have the ways of capturing attention, it's probably going to fall flat. But also if you have a fantastic, super shiny, great, you know, exciting campaign and it has all the creativity but no strategy behind it, it's definitely going to fall flat. So we really encourage people to marry those two things together to create the success that they're looking for out of their marketing.
Right. And that success could be things like leads. It could be sales. It could be donations or volunteers if you're a nonprofit. You know, in this podcast and in the work we do, it's not a one size fits all, and it's not targeted to one specific type of organization or one specific industry. It's really for everybody.
Absolutely. And that goes to a point of measurement, right? Because how you go about measuring that and the success of it, determining which channels are going to work for you. And it's not one size fits all, but it really starts with determining your goal. What are you trying to accomplish? To your point, is it sales? Is it donations? Is it awareness? Defining that from the beginning is so incredibly important, because if you don't know where you're going, you never know if you get there.
Exactly. And, you know, when I think back about the ways that we've applied our creativity plus strategy equals success, one specific project comes to mind, and that was a postcard, actually, that we did for a dealership. And it generated a crazy amount of return for very low cost, which is always the goal.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like to give the caveat before we give this example that we can't guarantee this is always what's going to happen.
Right, right.
But in this particular case, this is a great example of marrying strategy and creativity, right? So this particular dealership needed to enhance their service business. They had some extra space. So obviously, if you have extra time and people on staff, you're losing money. So we looked at, okay, well, how do we get more people to come in to get service who hasn't been in for some time? This would be a warm lead, somebody already familiar with the brand, familiar with the dealership, and has the applicable need, right? So we looked at that, and then we married that with an offer. It was a small loss leader discount of some kind, but this was a volume offer. So by scale, we were able to overcome that loss lead. I think the overall cost of this campaign, and that's time to create it, mailing, postcard, everything, was like $800, and they ended up generating about $20,000 in business from this. So right offer, right audience, marrying strategy and creativity to create that traction. So you can do the same thing. You don't have to use direct mail. You can use social media, email. There's lots of different means, but it's about finding the audience and their need, marrying that with your business goals and doing something creative to get their attention.
Exactly. And I think we even went further than the postcard and married that with an event that they had going on too. So consider the timing of your things as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great point. So it's kind of a double opportunity to connect with those individuals, because it's about relationships. You know, marketing is not necessarily transactional only. I think that's so important for people to remember. It's not just about get the money, make the sale, but it's about the lifetime relationship with those individuals and creating connection.
Exactly. And speaking of connection and organizing things, and, you know, we've really organize PTE in a variety of different ways to make sure that we have that connection with our partners and to make sure that we are creating kind of the kind of success that that postcard did. So you want to talk a little bit about the organizational structure?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've, like I said, we've been in business since 2006, at this point 17 years, and we've tried the way that we operate a number of different ways, always focused on the quality outcome. And you might hear from some firms that, you know, they have account managers, they've got leadership, they've got, you know, creative, all these different departments and layers of individuals. We stripped all that down. So we have a core team in-house that I like to consider our leadership team, who are narrow and deep in their focus and expertise. And that's so critically important. If you end up with a jack of all trades, they're going to be masters of none. And our goal really is to make sure that we're providing quality expertise in outcomes. Ultimately, that's what we're trying to get at, is moving the needle. So by creating this leadership team and then having a suite of team members outside of that, we create greater bandwidth, greater creativity, greater outcomes. So we don't narrow that into one type of design or one type of creative or one type of public relations. We have a suite of those available to us to benefit those that work with us. And I'm sharing about how we do things, but of course, this could be applicable to you as well, and how you structure your marketing team, if you outsource part of it, if you do everything in-house.
Right, exactly. And you mentioned outsourcing, and that's really how we kind of like to refer to ourselves, as like a outsourced CMO or a virtual CMO. And part of that is just the role that we're playing, but the other part is we want to be a part of your team. We really want to integrate ourselves and be somebody that you can rely on. It's not, oh, you know, we just have this marketing company on the side. It's like, no, we have a marketing team at our disposal.
Absolutely. That's a great point. So yeah, like outsource CMO, fractional CMO, whatever the term you're familiar with, we come in and really partner with our partners, for lack of a better word. And we really try to ingratiate ourselves in their team, understand the company, and be an extension of their core team. So, hey, I have this question. Call Samantha, call PTE, what have you. I think that's really important for whomever you work with, because there are tons of companies that offer kind of what I would call copy-paste or one-size-fits-all methods, where, well, you can buy this package, you get this service. Right. And I think that does a disservice ultimately for companies versus having someone that really understands you and your business and your goals uniquely. And to that point, it's tying to business goals, right?
Exactly.
The more we know about our companies, our clients, our partners, the better we can move the needle, because ultimately we're looking at measuring the outcomes, the results, not just the marketing efforts. And we'll talk a bit more about that.
Yes, yes. And you know, when we say one size fits all, it's also not a spray and pray method. It's all about choosing the right channels and the right message, kind of going back to our postcard example. You know, you're not supposed to be on every single social media channel. Right. And it's also just about quality over quantity in the things that you produce, but also the channels that you choose to put that content on.
Right. And that's going to be one of the things that we talk about of many in this podcast series, is how to know which channel is the right channel, right? So should I be on all of the social media channels? Is TikTok for me? Is Facebook the right one? Where should we be? But it's also looking at the strategy of that. How do you use all of them consistently? How do you represent your brand? So in this series, we're going to go over best practices. We'll help you decide which one's right for you. We'll give you insights onto how to use them, how to measure them, et cetera.
Right, exactly.
So to summarize, I think we've talked about a lot of different things today, really coming down to creativity and strategy, how you marry those things together, because it's important to have both sides of the house. And we're really excited to go over the different aspects of that, the different elements to keep in mind, how you measure all of that effectively so that you can create change for your business.
Exactly. And so we're going to start a new tradition. This is our first episode and our first podcast. But at the end of each episode, we're going to spend a few minutes just going over some questions from the audience. And since it's our first, we went ahead and brainstormed a couple questions that we've heard over the years and multiple times from people. And so the first one that we get all the time is, how does marketing drive revenue?
Yes. So first of all, I like to say that marketing is an investment, not an expense. I think that's a really critical part before answering that question, is especially in times like this with economic uncertainty, this might be something people are thinking about. Do I really need to spend money on this? Is this the best way to promote my business? And we like to share that marketing is an investment. You are investing in something, so therefore you expect a return. That all comes back to measurement, testing and measuring. We test and measure everything. We'll definitely go into details of that in future podcasts as well. So how does marketing effectively drive revenue? Well, first is knowing where you're going, right? If Your goal is to increase awareness. Is that awareness going to generate revenue?
Right.
Well, if your goal is actually to increase sales, or is it to increase revenue from restaurant retail expenses, mm-hmm. and things like that? We want to know where we're going first. Mm-hmm. The other is your target audience, right? So knowing who you're talking to. Mm-hmm. To your point, it is not a spray and pray.
Right.
It's really, really important to make sure you know who your target audience is. Are they the right people for this particular product? So if you have the right offer, the right approach, and the right audience, then you're generally going to make revenue, mm-hmm. so long as your margins are set up correctly. But that's a whole nother conversation.
Right. And beyond the target audience, too, you really want to put yourself in their shoes. And you're delivering a solution to someone's problem. You don't want to make it all about you, your business, and the product that you created. It is about that, but it more so is about how are you solving someone's problem? How are you going to come in and they're going to use this product and it's going to make their life better?
Absolutely. I think the ads and things that perform best, at least in my opinion, are the ones that say, hey, I had this problem. I saw this issue when we created mm-hmm. this thing for it. I'm like, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense, mm-hmm. right? So it's meeting people where they are and exactly. presenting your product, your service as a solution for them. Mm-hmm. It's not about you singing your song or it's all about me. It's mm-hmm. about, oh, you have this thing. Well, here's a solution to help you out. Exactly. So naturally people are going to buy into that and that's going to drive revenue.
It is. And it's going to create those long-term relationships with customers that you want to continue to drive revenue throughout the years.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that really is what this podcast is about, is helping you and your business find one of or many of the thousand ways to market your business so that you can grow it. Ultimately, that's our vision, as I mentioned, is to help businesses grow. Yes. And it's our intention to share the knowledge we've learned over these years with all of you to help your businesses.
Exactly.
So thanks for joining me, Hannah, on this very first podcast. I appreciate it. 1,000 ways to market your business.
Yes, and we'll be back with another episode soon. But in the meantime, keep pushing the envelope.